We're joined in studio by Lisa Murray from Dictionary of Sydney. Thankfully, we managed to get you get back before losing it. Lisa, thank you very much for joining us.
Hi, Sean. Great to be here.
Absolute pleasure. This week, we're talking about James Warne's Stranger's Guide to Sydney. What can you tell us about this one?
Well, I think it's a really interesting thing. I've had the joy of delving back into this guide, and it's actually a tourist guide. And so tourists back in the 1850s and 60s were called strangers. And I think what's really interesting is that we often use a tourist guide ourselves or a traveller's guide when we're visiting another city because we want to know where to go, what the locals are doing, and, you know, what landmarks to go see and to use the guide to help orient us to a new place.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, these guides have been around for a long time. And James Warne actually produced a couple of guides just when Sydney was starting to boom. So he was a bookseller in Sydney, and he opened his first sort of store in 1851. And he soon realised that there was a market for sort of other directories and guides for the city. And so in 1858, he produced this Stranger's Guide to Sydney. And he basically said that there was a gap in the market. The want of a cheap and portable guide for the use of strangers visiting Sydney induced the publisher to get up this little work. And so I thought, well, I wonder what was Sydney like in 1858 and why would you go visit? What would you go see? So I had a bit of a look, and what became obvious is that he had some really perceptive observations about Sydneysiders at mm-hmm. that time. And they kind of make us think about Sydney and look at it through new eyes as though we were a stranger in our own city. And what really caught my attention was that he actually created walking tours of Sydney. And these would have to be, as far as I can work out, some of the earliest self-guided walks of Sydney that were specifically designed to entice the tourist to explore the city.
Mm.
So he has all sorts of really interesting things. Like he says, you know, it's sort of when you go through it, you sort of discover that the more things change, the more they stay the same. So, for instance, he talks about the construction of St. Andrew's Cathedral. It's a big church on George Street,
It must have been going on back then. It's been going on ever since.
Pretty much. So he said, when finished, St. Andrew's Cathedral will be an imposing structure. The patience of many has been wearied out of the length of time it has been in building. Of late, however, it has gradually been verging towards completion. So you can, and those same sort of comments happen all the time in Sydney. How long have they been building this? Why, you know, they said it was going to be finished at this date and now it's, you know, 5 years later. So
it sounds a little bit like a Berejiklian government press release. So.
Yeah. And then, I loved this. He talks about the general post office, which was on George Street, not the big grand structure that we know today, but quite a modest but lovely Corinthian classical style building, but still a very important meeting point for people in Sydney. But James Warne commented that there were three deliveries of the mail a day.
Of the post, my goodness.
Of the post. So I think Australia Post needs to get their act together a little bit.
I mean, I'm very excited when I get a letter, but I don't know about three times a day. I don't think I'd quite have the use.
Yep. And then if you know, the English mail came on the ship, they would just process it as soon as possible and get it out to everyone because everyone was so eager. So I guess that's like the sort of email of the day. It's like, quick, the deliveries come, quick, get it all out. So, and then I loved this, talking about Hyde Park. And of course, Hyde Park today is quite beautiful, big trees and so on, but was much barer and was used more for sort of active recreation as well as passive recreation. So James Warne talks about how young Sydneysiders descended upon Hyde Park for a spot of cricket. And he comments, "It is now the resort of the youthful inhabitants for the favourite and healthy game of cricket. And the number who may be seen engaged in this sport on a pleasant day is truly astounding." So we start to get a sense of how Sydneysiders were living in the late 1850s and early 1860s. And so what I decide to do is, you know, as a historian, I come across these little gems and I want to share them with other people. So what we've done is we've actually created a walking tour based on his walks from 1858 and 1861 and put them in the Sydney Culture Walks app so that you can actually walk around and experience Sydney in the 1860s.
I mean, that would be absolutely fabulous. I'm actually a big fan of doing walking tours. I've got a couple of books at home of walking tours around Sydney, obviously modern ones, getting about the city. And it's even intriguing with something like this to see how your city is seen from a tourist perspective. But certainly taking a step back in time and then taking a literal physical step forward, that must be, yeah, that sounds quite fascinating to me.
And it was really fun to be able to take the words of James Waugh and then also illustrate it with watercolours and etchings and a few photographs, because photography was a new thing in sort of the 1850s, 1860s. And so all of the illustrations in the walk on the Sydney Culture Walks app in this particular walk are actually of the time. So you can really get a sense of the landmarks and what they looked at the time. Things like Sydney Town Hall weren't even there in 1861. So it's a really different way to experience the city.
That is absolutely incredible. Lisa, thank you very much. It sounds fascinating. I think I'm going to get on that one.
Great. All right, Sean.
Thanks very much. Lisa Murray from Dictionary of Sydney there, talking to us about James Waugh's Stranger's Guide to Sydney, published back in the 1850s. Yeah, take a step backwards and a physical step backwards with the walking tour. That one you can find at Sydney Culture Walks app, sydneyculturewalksapp.com. You know, and take a walking tour that would take you a little bit back in time as well.